everyone. I am Chris Cahill coming to you live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. And the show is Psychic Every Day. Hi, everybody. Nice to be back live this week. I hope you're all doing great tonight. It is Wednesday, November 20th, 2013. And we're still in 2013. And I get to be back with my friend Mindy, who I haven't seen for 2 weeks. Hi, Mindy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good.
Cool. Me too. I got so many awesome things today, like a cookie from you.
Nice.
Tamales from Eddie. I'm pretty set over here.
We're heading into Sag season, aren't we, Mindy?
Yeah, cool. Presents for me.
Sag season is when the sun hits Sagittarius, which actually officially happens tomorrow. And next week, Mindy and I both have birthdays, so that would make us Sag season.
Yeah.
Right on.
Next week is our Sag week.
It is Sag week, and we will both be here live together the night before Thanksgiving. You'll be here, right?
Oh, I'll be here.
Excellent. So we're going to have a birthday party.
Yeah. Oh, go us. Let's celebrate ourselves.
That's exactly what's going to happen, everybody. Yep. Nice to see you again, Mindy.
Yeah, you too.
Right on. Well, you can listen to us as you are if you're on skidrowstudios.com, but you can also watch us live streaming. We are at livestream.com. Look for Skid Row Studios at Livestream, and you can create a free account and you can watch SkidRowStudios.com at Livestream. It's really fun. You will also be able to see this show in the archives here at SkidRowStudios.com, and you'll be able to listen to it, or if you go to iTunes, you can download it as a free podcast. So there's so many different ways to watch this and hear this and all the rest of it. Stitcher.com is another way where you can, if you're listening on your phone, your smartphone, you can go and make it easy for yourself. So there. I'm happy to be back. Happy to be doing a new show. And it's just been a really fun month. Last week I had an opportunity to participate in something that was really fun. And I got to teach a bunch of people how to ground and meditate. And I really enjoyed that. But I'm going to be working with you, everyone who's listening to this tonight, with a little bit of energy work. That's going to be part of what we do tonight. I am continuing with my November overall theme of creating a new vision. And that's really been the, you know, kind of the big umbrella theme. So the first week of November, 2 weeks ago tonight, I did a show called Clairvoyance, Imagination, and Curiosity. And it was just a really great show. I really enjoyed doing that one. And it's lots of fun. You can go listen to it in the archives or, you know, download it on iTunes. I also, last week, when I was not here, replayed a show. I think it's the first time I've ever done that since I started my show in February. But I did a show on intuition. And intuition is another part of creating a new vision. And then tonight, what I'd like to do is round three of this week in creating a new vision. I'm going to work with the energy of everyday clairvoyance. Everyday clairvoyance, just in action every day. How do you use clairvoyance? My goodness. So because I'm live, I'm also going to be taking some callers tonight. My number is 1-800-893-9562. If you call me tonight, you will get a reading on your everyday clairvoyance. Not whether you have it, because you do, but also, you know, it can be any question in there about using your vision. And you may want to, you know, just wait a little bit and let me get into the topic a little bit, and then we'll get right into some readings too. So, and also I want to say thank you so much, everybody. There have been more people listening this month and letting me know that they're finding the show. And I really appreciate that and just really, you know, enjoy it. I also want to give a shout out to Skid Row Studios too. We participated in something last Saturday called the Veterans Stand Down. And it was a benefit, or actually an event in support of veterans, many of whom are homeless, wherever they are, you know, all over. Los Angeles has a huge number of homeless veterans, as well as veterans who have come back from varying wars and need help. So this particular event was in existence to help the veterans with different kinds of resources and things like that. And it was wonderful. I met some great people. I got to interview a couple students from this this organization. It's a national, or not national, it's like a worldwide students organization that has the hashtag Live Poverty. And they do some really brilliant things. I didn't, they're part of, you know, universities in different parts of the world, in four places on the world, including China. I believe the Netherlands is another place, definitely Los Angeles, and then someplace else. And I can't remember where. But anyway, that, if you go check out hashtag Live Poverty on Twitter, you'll be able to learn more about them. But they were really wonderful. I got to interview them. I got to interview a veteran. And it was really neat to see the way people are using what I see as just your natural ability of clairvoyance, of energy, of being able to heal and all the rest of it. But the way people are using those abilities and those talents and those skills to create a new vision, create a new world. And remember that this is something you see on Facebook a lot too. People going into the negative, like, oh no, it'll never happen. You know, this is not going to work. No one's ever going to go there. People are going to fight it. It's never going to change. You know, all the negativity. And I tend to do the exact opposite and say, well, actually, try it. Bring your positive vision. Bring your vision. Have the nerve to bring your vision out into the public, out into the full view. You know, have the nerve to have a vision, to create it. And more people do all the time. And they're using their vision to see more clearly, to call other people out, to kind of knock down some old damaging pictures of what we've had of ourselves and of our culture and what is possible. And I talk about this stuff a lot on this show. You know, I'm a psychic and a professional clairvoyant, healer, reader. I'm a teacher. I'm a writer. I have this show. I love doing all of this. But to me, it's really all art. This is about using your ability to create something new in order to change the way you live, too. So how using your ability to, your daily ability to see, visualize, envision, look without judgment, and so on, it makes a big difference. If you are creating a new vision for yourself, you're also contributing to creating a new vision for the planet. So here's some examples of clairvoyance daily. And I actually like to see this as working to reinvent reality. Because what is reality but what everybody agrees is real? And then when you change reality, you change the pictures, you change what is real. And if you're just standing there shaking your head and criticizing and saying, no, it'll never work, it'll never happen, they'll never, then you're contributing to the problem by, you know, of the not changing. So here's a few examples, and these are either very current or they've been in recent times. The Occupy movement, that's a huge example of a way to reinvent reality. Because what was happening, stuff was hitting the fan and people were saying, no, that's it, we're going to change it, we're going to create a new picture. So the Occupy movement didn't just exist as a movement to bring people's awareness and to be visible and to have everybody, like, it was hard to ignore the Occupy movement, and I liked that about it. But from the Occupy movement, a number of different things have been created, which was really the best part of it in a way. The community started getting formed. And you can make everybody go home and rip down their tent cities and do all the rest of it, but they're still doing things like creating something called Strike Debt. Now, if you haven't heard about Strike Debt, go check it out. There's something else that's called the Rolling Jubilee. And the Rolling Jubilee is an old-fashioned term meaning, I think it used to mean something like collecting money to help people, you know, get through something. But Strike Debt is an organization that goes and does what debt collectors do, you know, the scumbags who prey on people who are absolutely without means, some of them. I'm not talking about people who are just, you know, trying to get out of paying their bills, but people who really have gone through a lot and, you know, have huge amounts of debt and then get hounded and hounded and hounded and don't have any recourse. Usually that's medical debt because of our terrible, formerly bad health insurance policies, which are improving. But anyway, Strike Debt exists to buy medical debt. And that's what they do. Just like the debt collecting agencies do, where they go and buy your debt. If you've kind of not paid something for a while, they go pay pennies on the dollar. And then they spend a lot of effort to get the money back from you with huge fees added. You know, so you get you have to pay more and more and more, and they are the ones who did that. But Strike Debt goes in and buys the same debt, and then they let the person know, oh, by the way, we just bought your debt and we forgave it. And that's what they do. So check them out. There's another hashtag called Not Buying It, which is a very cool one. Hashtag Not Buying It is one that was started by some young women who were getting tired, and not just young women, like a group of women, and not just women, but more and more people joining in. And they would go and tweet not buying it at different companies that were using women's bodies to sell products. And they're very, you know, just really nasty, gender biased and all the rest of it. So Not Buying It is a wonderful example of reinventing reality too, because that's power, by the way. And then, as I mentioned earlier, hashtag live poverty. So go check them out. I have a caller, and I'd like to get into my first call for the evening. Good evening. You are on the air.
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
My name's Dee.
Dee. Hi. You're on the air. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Phoenix area.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I really am happy that you called and you've been listening to the show.
Thank you. I listen all the time, but I usually listen on podcasts.
Oh, great. I appreciate that. That's very nice. It's always nice to meet a new, like for me, a new fan who I haven't talked to or heard from. So, well, thanks for calling. Can I give you a reading?
Yes, I would love that.
All right, beautiful. You know kind of what theme I'm sort of following a little bit loosely tonight in the readings?
Clairvoyance.
Clairvoyance and your vision, you creating your own vision. And do you have a question in that, or would you like me to just take a quick look at it?
I have a question. I believe in clairvoyance and envisioning things. I've just had this really bad streak, you know, with business and money which seems to be going on and on for years. It seems like 2 or 3 years. And every time, for instance, I get a deal that I think is going to go through, it always falls apart for the craziest reasons at the last minute. And I just feel like I'm just drowning and I just can't get a break. And when I start, you know, get into a deal, I envision it following through. I envisioning the business getting started and everything. And it just keeps falling through. And I just can't get a grip on why this keeps happening.
Right. I keep seeing the whole time you're telling me this, that the energy of this, there was something that in the beginning when this first started that you were trying to, the picture is you were putting Band-Aids over an old wound. And the old wound is not your energy. It looks like it's parental. And there is some, I keep seeing your father's energy, not blaming him, but sort of an energy of this patriarchal or family, like how the family grounds, how the family, and again, this is not like necessarily to blame a particular person at all or blame anybody, just simply looking at the vibration of the grounding, how the family is financially safe. What is it? What are the pictures of money? But it looks like there was a little something going way back where you had, you're like, oh, I'm not going to worry about that, because you have generally, when you're not, you know, hitting the fan like this, have a pretty positive attitude about a lot of stuff. So you're going, I'm just going to go create the thing anyway. But it looks like it keeps getting, this thing won't go away. It's sort of like the fairy tale, the princess and the pea, where the pea under the mattress keeps her awake because she's so sensitive. And that's the picture, is you're so sensitive to this energy. You're not wrong, but there's something you have not gotten to that's at the bottom of all of this. And I'm looking at it as how you are allowed to create safety and grounding for yourself. It looks like really what you're trying to get to is not put the fix on top of this energy, but kind of go deep into the energy and make friends with it and let it go. It looks like there's been a failure energy you've been hitting, but it's not you being a failure. It's you hitting a failure energy, like that this is going to fail or that's going to fail, or it puts you in effort. And I know I've probably already said that before, but that's the thing. Like it has you in a place where you're trying so hard, but then it looks like when you do that, it takes you away from your true talent and skill. Which is really you have a very high level of intuition and ability to listen when you listen to yourself. So it looks like you've been trying to solve something that's that's around this problem. And I'm not saying that there is an easy fix or any that even that it has to be fixed so much as that it looks like what you're trying to do is build on top of something when actually the key here is going to be to let the thing destroy. Now, I don't know what that's going to mean for you or how you're going to work with that or how you're going to see that, because I only have a couple minutes to do this right now. But just saying that when I look at a next step for you, one of the pictures I see is surrender. Rather than continually, you know, effort, surrender. And surrender is not failure. Surrender is a spiritual level of energy where you're like, I am going to just let this go. It looks like it's about also asking for help on a spiritual level. Like I'm ready for help. I'm ready for it rather than trying to control it all. So Dee, this is what I'm looking at right now for you. And it looks like, it, you know, like just in terms of next steps, it looks like a lot of self-forgiveness would be good too. Because you're not a screw up.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's hard to surrender when you have the house of cards falling down around you.
Well, that's exactly the time to surrender.
And, so, you know, I listened to, you know, then I read about spirit guides. And, like, I really tried to dig deep into what's wrong, you know, and but like, calling on spirit.
Yeah, what if there isn't anything wrong so much as there's energy in your space that's not you? That's what I'm looking at. So the trick is not to look for what's wrong, but what are you holding on to that is not you and that you can't do anything with? It's like time to get it out. So that's mm-hmm. what I'm looking mm-hmm. at. You might want to start grounding. Start grounding yourself. That's going to make a difference too. Okay?
And can you just kind of give us examples of how to really ground?
Actually, I'll tell you, go to my website, chriscahill.com, go to the store. There's a free section. There is a 20-minute free meditation you can instantly download called Grounding Yourself. That's the way I will tell you to do it. Because that one's really, I can't describe grounding in like a minute here. So it's going to, but I will be getting into a little bit of doing that during the show. So if you listen, there's going to be something we're working on tonight. Okay.
Okay.
Right, okay, thank you for listening and for calling. Appreciate it. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. You are listening to a live show. I'm Chris Cahill, psychic every day at skidrowstudios.com if you're just joining me. I'll be taking some calls tonight, and I'm talking about everyday clairvoyance, everyday practical, everyday how do you, you know, use your own energy and your own clairvoyant abilities every day. Now, I was just getting into some of the new ways that people are using clairvoyance to create new realities, new pictures of how we live. And another big one, and this is a big fight in this country, and if you're not conscious of this one or you don't have an awareness of it or you're not educated, get educated because it affects you and it has to do with your food supply. So that means GMO, which is genetically modified food, and so on. This is a big deal. And so this is something I would suggest you pay attention to. And when you start to make more conscious choices about this and paying attention to it, you help create the new picture that we really do want to know what's in our food. That's a great thing about clairvoyance. A label is a clairvoyant thing. A label on something, whether it's a garment or it's, you know, a hunk of broccoli that tells you where it came from and what's in it, gives you the picture. And so that's what is being fought for right now. I have another caller. Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, Chris. How are you? This is Anna.
Anna, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I just had a day off and thought I would, you know, listen to your radio.
Well, I appreciate that. Definitely. Nice to hear your voice. Can I give you a reading?
Yes, I would love to.
All right, good. And you know what I'm working on is your everyday clairvoyance, just at the pictures that come up. Any question with that, or can I just go into it?
Well, if you see something, just go ahead, I guess. I'm kind of trying to work on something new. I'm trying to kind of change my life.
And yeah.
Thinking of changing my career, possibly doing more art in my life, and just I don't know if something like that comes up.
You know, I have to tell you that the thing that comes up immediately as soon as you say that to me is I get very happy. I'm not kidding. I just suddenly felt like what a relief, you know. And I'm looking at it. I want to look at the pictures because it just felt like and I don't usually give a reading from the feeling it, but there was sort of an energy of a release. And so when I look at the picture, what I see is,
wow,
as you've been changing your vision of yourself, and as you've been changing what you thought you had to do, you know, like what you thought you had to do in terms of being a healer, or what that meant in terms of what you were going to be giving to others and so on. As you started doing that, you started making more space. And the picture that I see is that you dug out this room in the back of your house in the picture that was filled with all this stuff. It's kind of like you put all your art stuff away in this room, and it's just energy I'm looking at. And you said, okay, I don't have time for this now. I can't deal with it. And there was just so much pain on it, and so much kind of unconsciousness and invalidation and rules and all these things. And so now you're at this place where you open that door again for yourself and say, okay, now it's time. Now I'm ready. And it's exciting, but it's also kind of scary because you also have to clean off the old energy that was still left there from before. And I don't see that as being a bad thing. I just see that you're ready. You're ready for, you're stronger. You're ready for something that you just didn't have space for a long time. And I see it as you, all you have to do to create this for yourself is just start doing it. No, you don't need a picture of anything that makes sense, especially being an artist. You really don't want to put yourself in a position of, I need a 5-year business plan and I have to make sense and blah, blah, blah. No, this is about you going in and playing again. And you're already a healer, and you can continue to be a healer, but you'll be a healer with your art too when you start making it. So that's what I'm looking at. I say, go for it. That's you creating a new vision. You might, and also here, this is the other part that's really fun for you, Anna, is playing. Being able to have permission to play is far more clairvoyant than you might have given yourself the credit for being. So there.
Wow.
That's
pretty much where I'm at right now.
Good. When you start making that stuff, I want to see it.
Yes, definitely. I do want to show it to you. So.
I would love to. It already looks beautiful, even though I know it's not all made yet. So just start doing it. You're on the right track.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Nice to hear your voice, and thanks for calling. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. All righty. Just a reminder, now that I am at my half hour point, it looks like, it is skidrowstudios.com you are listening to, and we are Real Radio on the internet. I am Chris Cahill. Psychic Every Day is the name of my show. I'm here Wednesdays from 7 till 8 o'clock Pacific time, and it's a live show. I've got callers calling in, and we're talking about everyday clairvoyance. A couple things I want to mention. Because it is my birthday month, you know, I like to actually celebrate the whole month, but it really doesn't kick in till just a few days beforehand. I'm giving gifts. So I just put on my website today in my storefront, I do have a free section, and I always offer, you know, a free grounded meditation that I mentioned to a previous caller. And I always have another one too. And I added more today. I added 4 more free ones that are free until the end of November. And they're all meditations that I created in the past couple of years. They're about an hour long each, and they're all about clairvoyance, intuition, kind of being psychic, those sorts of things. So go to my site, chriscahill.com, and you're welcome to download them. You don't have to, there's no payment. It's just simply, it's your gift. You know, happy birthday to me, and here's a gift for you. So there. I have some more callers. I'll take another. Hello, you are on the air.
Hi, Chris. It's Karen.
You know, Karen Wolf, I was certain it would be you. I'm not kidding. I BS you not. I was like, God, Karen's energy's here. She's in line. There's a few people behind you. There's you. I'm back live tonight. So here you are. Good to hear your voice.
That's right. And I was out of town last week. Didn't get to listen. So glad I can be here this week.
Yep. And me too. Well, how do you like the topic? And would you like to have a reading on it?
I love the topic, and I would love a reading. I'll tell you, I'm in this place that's like salt and sweet. You know, the salt is I've got a feeling of just rawr, out with the old, I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. But then I've got the other side that's kind of like, you know, maybe this isn't all so hard, and I can just pick and choose some things, like as easy as going to the store and pulling it off the shelf. So I'm in kind of a funny place.
That's very fun.
I thought
fun.
It might be fun to look at.
It is. But I'm liking the imagery, and that's what I'm going to be looking at, is the new vision you're creating. And the funny thing is, the picture I had from what you were doing in the past, it's almost like you were trying to train yourself remedially to accept more. And in the past, so it looks like you were just allowed to see one thing at a time that you wanted, and it looked very, very big, and you had to try really, really hard. And then it would suddenly fade away and you wouldn't get it. It was like kind of this sad thing of being taunted with this thing I really, really want, but I can't have it. And that was sort of like having it reminds me of, you know, different countries on this planet go through during times of famine or war or drought, or where you just see like the stores are emptied, there's nothing in them, and there's only like one or two things and everybody's competing for them. And it's sort of a thing where you're like, yeah, but there's so much in other parts of the world. How come this part, you know, how can you there be a balance? I mean, it's like that sort of a thing about there being a balance. So it's that drought, that feast or famine, that being able to have it or not have it. And so the past is you just deciding you could not have it. It was not even that you were consciously deciding. It was that you were in agreement with other energies that said, no, it can't be like that. And so the new vision is present time, you saying, no, actually, I can. I'm going to just let this happen. And it also looks like it goes along with the playing, the being able to play, the having more fun playing the way you do now. You know, giving yourself permission to lighten up and not take it all so seriously. Also, I mean, that's actually a big deal, Karen. The picture of you deciding to be a clown again, and I don't mean that in a... it's not like, you know, a circus clown, but sort of playing, like goofing, you know, laughing, amused, things like that. It's just letting yourself have that amusement. And also, it's magical. There's a magic that goes with it. So that's the picture, is the present time, your vision. I mean, you've really decided to, here's the other picture that goes with it. You went through the slide carousel and you weeded it out. So you got rid of the slides that were showing you that there wasn't anything. The slides that were a lie. The other pictures. And so the carousel is still, like, it's very clean now. It's not jam-packed with imagery. It's got some selected images and you'll be adding to it. So there. That's what it looks like. You're doing some good things.
I love it.
Looks like you're having fun creating a new vision. This is everyday clairvoyance in action. You create the new pictures, and then you start to make it possible to manifest what it is you're creating. And you're doing it.
Excellent.
Right on.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Karen. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye.
That was great. I really love to see when people are creating a new picture, a new vision, giving themselves permission to see. You know, what's also changing in our world right now is how we see images on TV and ads, movies, everyday life. That's been changing. That's been intensifying over the past number of years, just as our technology has intensified. You know, smartphones and apps and just the billboards you see wrapped around buildings that are moving. Like, there's imagery everywhere. One thing I heard a story about yesterday was something on the news, a story about PG-13 movies these days are approved of as PG-13 movies with a much greater amount of violence in them than they used to be. It used to be that a movie with as much violence as some of those PG-13 movies have now, you would get an R rating. And so, you know, the companies would really have a desire to keep the violence down if they wanted a PG-13 audience. And that's changing now. And the amount of violent images, the amount of violence children are being subjected to, that is very powerful. That's affecting them too. That's a kind of pollution. It's a kind of toxic environment that we kind of have around us. And that's one way that everyday clairvoyance already exists. When I say everyday clairvoyance, I don't mean it as necessarily being good or bad, but the more conscious you are with your everyday clairvoyance and with what imagery you give yourself, what images you take in, what images you create that you see as possible or not, that's very, very powerful. And that actually affects what you're able to have. I believe I have another couple of callers lined up here. I'll take another one now. Thanks. Hi, you are on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Gwen.
Hey, Gwen, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good, nice to hear your voice.
Thank you very much. As you may know, I'm on the verge of a change in life. And I think I have found the direction in which I want to go career-wise. And I've enrolled in a massage therapy course.
Great.
And I believe that I finally have pictures.
Right on.
One of the pictures that I have as far as my career is concerned is possibly traveling with maybe musicians as a massage therapist or some sports personality or celebrities. And I wanted to ask you if you can take a look at that and see what you think, if what I think of.
Sure. Well, what I'm going to do is take a look, first of all, at your picture of being a massage therapist, which looks good to me. I mean, that's the main thing I see. The picture I see is that you have a picture right now about what that will mean when you get into it, but then as soon as you start training in it, it looks like you start, the picture I see is other doors open and you start to change your vision of where you think it will go. And that looks positive. So I know you're looking at what is possible, you know, for the overall and kind of what lights your fire or what sort of turns you on in terms of doing that kind of work. But one thing I'm seeing is if you can allow yourself to go in and actually work from the place, you know, and it's not that you have to do this, but the picture I see is like go in and be where you're at with the training you're about to go through and follow your nose in terms of what else opens up, like what else you're inspired to learn, because you may find, Gwen, you know, you are a healer and you already know that, but I think I've told you that before, but maybe you don't really know it yet because you haven't really experienced being it that in a way that's good for you. And so you start becoming that healer and you're gonna see that there are other things that are involved that you may want to also kind of get for yourself. I mean, I just see it as you're just opening a door right now and there are other doors inside of the room you're about to go into and they look great. You know, it looks like it's just about being where you're at and experiencing it, going through it, but it looks like it's very healing for you to do this.
Oh,
this is
great.
Positive.
And I was very unsure of the direction in which I was going.
Well, you know, the main thing here is it looks like you're following a direction that has meaning for you, which is important. But also another thing I would say, and this is me, the teacher, remember that you want to ground and get everybody's energy out of your space after you work with them.
Mm-hmm.
That will be
I'm
helpful.
I'm learning about grounding on a daily basis, and I think it's starting to change my core.
Good.
And
it will.
Mm-hmm. You have inspired me very much, Chris.
And, thank you.
Her listeners, I have seen her in person, and she can be very inspirational.
Well, thank you. Thank you,
Gwen. That much.
I appreciate it. That's really sweet. Thank you for that nice little plug. you came on my show and gave me a plug.
Hey.
I'll take that. But thank you and good luck with everything. You sound good.
Thank you very much.
Take care and have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. You are listening to my show. I'm Chris Cahill and it's Psychic Every Day and we're talking about everyday clairvoyance. I got some more folks lined up for readings. I'll be giving a couple more readings tonight. I have another one now, looks like. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Chris. It's Sandy.
Sandy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for listening and for calling. Hey,
of course. I love your show. You know it.
Well, thanks. Can I give you a reading?
I would love a reading.
All right, so you know my topic, and do you have a specific question in here, or can I just go on in and take a look at you using your everyday clairvoyance?
Well, you can go on and let me just, you know, I was sitting here on hold for a bit, so I missed the last couple minutes of the show, which was sort of a bummer. But, I don't know, the one question that came into my mind, or you can just see what you see, is in terms of creating my vision, am I being impatient or stubborn?
Hey, I have another word I like to use, which is persistent. Sometimes I'm stubborn and sometimes I'm like, no, it's persistence. But let me just take a look. I'll see what comes up with it. That's a great question. And what I see, the picture I see is you are, you're chipping it away at this great big block of ice, trying to create a beautiful ice sculpture. And you know how those like amazing ice sculptures, I'm always just blown away by those. Like, how do they do that? You know, and just, it looks like you're carving with a tiny little, really fine pointed blade, you know, kind of like something really teeny, like that a jeweler might use carving or doing some fine work on a small stone, but you're using it on this big giant block. But the thing is, you've chosen this tiny little tool because you want the certain kind of detail that only a small fine pointed instrument will give you. In this, and you're laughing, so I know this is totally getting to you, which is great. But the picture is like, it's not that you're impatient, it's that it's just taking a long time because you went in with this picture that I can't do this with an axe. I got to do it with a fine pointed tool because I'm trying to get the detail and I don't want to carve away too much at once because I'm not sure yet what the picture is here, how it's going to look, and I have to see it as I go. So what I see is, there's a persistence, there is a stubbornness, but I'm saying persistence, and there is an impatience because it is taking a long time. But what I see, too, is that if you can step out of judgment about how long it's taking, it's going to help. I mentioned earlier to somebody that surrender is a good word right now. And it looks like that might be a good word for that you might find helpful, like a surrendering to what is and to where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, because it looks like you're a little bit in judgment of yourself more than anything. It's not that it's the stubbornness and the impatience. It's that you are in judgment. And find the center of your head again. Find that neutrality, that non-judgment, and it'll be easier for you to step out of the judgment. It's going to help a lot, Sandy.
Okay. Thanks so much, Chris.
You're so welcome. Enjoy.
That was perfect.
Good. Maybe someday you'll drop me an email and let me know why.
Okay.
Because I'm intrigued, but you don't have to. I'm just happy it helps. So thank you for listening and for calling in.
Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. We are talking about how you change the world, actually, and I'm going to get into that a little bit. How do you change the world by changing your vision consciously? All right, after this caller, I have one more. I think my call is still coming in. It's going to take me just a moment. 1 second. No, I think that's going to... Caller who's waiting, just give me a minute. Okay, cool. There you are. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Cindy, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for listening and for calling. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. This is my first time.
Oh, wonderful. So glad. Is it your first time listening to the show tonight?
Yes.
Oh, terrific. And you got in right away. Good for you. Wonderful. Well, how do you like the topic, or do you have a comment or a question?
I have a question.
Wonderful. What is it?
Well, Friday was my last day in my former job.
Great.
Due to reduction in force. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually pretty excited because I have a severance package and I have a little time to think about things. Mm-hmm. But I envision myself doing what I do for another company. And I like what I do. And I was just wondering if you have any visions for me.
Let me take a look at the picture that comes up for what happens with this. The picture I see is that in stepping away, this is the funniest picture, stepping away from the job that you were just laid off from is a little bit like changing a filter on a furnace, is the picture. You know how like you have to change the furnace filter every year or every 6 months or whatever, depending on how cold it is where you live. And so I see this, it's like you're getting to change the filter right now. And the filter, when I look at a filter clairvoyantly, I see it as a picture. So the picture that you had from before, which you still have and you still like, you're having to clean off old energy from it and get it into present time. I see it as, yes, you have totally the energy to do this. You know you do. It's not like anybody even has to give you permission. You're creating that for yourself. But what I see is that it's a great time for you to get into present time with what else is going on, not just in your field, but in the world in terms of how people are marketing and all of what they're doing. Because I see that there's a bigger picture here, too, that you may be finding yourself kind of drawn into. And I don't see that as a bad thing. I see it as, let me put that into another way that makes sense. The picture is I keep seeing it as you writing and being able to be more of an expert with what you do on some level, like being able to communicate with people in a different way. It's like PR, publicity, whatever it is. But you're already creating the vision. Now, it looks like what will be helpful is changing up your tactics or how you go about doing things, just getting more into present time with it.
Great.
It looks like if you can get into a company that is more in present time than the one that you just left, that will be really fun for you.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah, because they look like part of why they're laying people off is because they didn't stay in present time.
Exactly.
And so you want to work with like somebody who's kind of more 21st century.
Exactly. So, I'm a recruiter and I love what I do, but I agree.
Yeah, you should do fine. You know, and so that you're familiar with using things like social media and social marketing and Twitter and all that stuff. And that's what I'm looking at is getting into present time with all of that and using it.
Great.
In a really, like, in a wonderful way, because it's just a whole different way to recruit people now. Perhaps you already know that. So.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Good.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you, Cindy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
In. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody. I am going to be here with you for another 13 minutes or so. And this is the part of the show where I want to start talking about the power you have to create your own vision. So here's some things that in your world that change when you consciously see, when you consciously decide to create the vision that you create rather than being handed the vision through, you know, programming other people's pictures, advertising, movies, you know, violence on TV, or just the way people get treated or treat each other. One of the most wonderful things about living in 2013 is that now, more than at any other time in our you know, history as human beings on this planet, we are more diverse and more mixed than ever before. There are more and more people who are not just like one particular race or, you know, from one particular country or one particular, they're mixed. Everybody's getting more diverse, and not everybody, but more and more, more. And that's on the whole planet. And the more we continue to meet other people from all over the place and become friends with them, and then those children are born who are from different cultures, and it just becomes a much different place where it's not us against them because we look like this and they look like that, or we believe this and they believe that, or we speak this language and they speak that language. It's us. It's all of us. And it doesn't mean we have to really all even like each other or agree, but just how about agreeing to let everybody sort of be, you know, and have space? And this is not utopia. This is a picture, and we can create a picture like that. And so when you start to use your clairvoyance consciously to create new pictures every day, what you change is not just yourself, but what's happening around you. You decide to create a new picture that your body is amazing and that you really like it and you're going to be kind to it and say nice things to your body, and you change the vibration inside of you. And when you catch yourself being negative to yourself and you decide, okay, I'm going to start changing this environment, you get out of the toxic energy that controls you. When there's energy coming in that has you matching to it and you become negative, you're being controlled. So this is not somebody else's problem, and it's not, you know, you being a victim or blaming others. It's just saying, what am I doing? Okay, how about if I change that? So things that change in your world when you consciously see, how about war? We don't have as much of it, or maybe so much less. how we spend our resources. So how much of our resources do we spend in this country on war? How much do we spend making war happen? And how much do we spend on things like really good quality education and good food and so on? So those are priorities that change. And if you get stuck in the whole habit of saying, that's just how it is, then you're being controlled. When you start to use your everyday clairvoyance to create a new picture, even if you don't know how it will get here, how it will become real, or whatever, you start to change what does happen by matching to a different view, a different vision. It doesn't have to be a perfect one. Every relationship you have changes, by the way, when you decide to see clearly, you know, without judgment, when you start to look. Your health improves, you feel lighter. There's a different kind of creative energy that you're able to access when you do that. Now, more examples of the new vision that's happening in our world right now include our Pope, the current Pope. He's pretty awesome, and I've never said that about a Pope before, and believe me, I have to tell you, I have not been a big Pope lover in my life, but this guy is actually doing things, coming out with statements and saying things that are really wonderful and remarkable and kind of more along the lines of what one would expect a Pope to say. So it's interesting. So this is the part of the show where you, the listener, you, the audience, you, the people listening, get to visualize. I invite you to take a few moments right now to envision how you'd like your life to be. Your world too. So in order to do that, if you can, if you're not driving or doing something dangerous right now, can you close your eyes and just let yourself be within your own space? You know, get away from all distractions or turn them off for a couple minutes. It's hard to visualize when you have to constantly text and answer the phone and all the rest of it, but give yourself a couple moments just to have a little space with your own vision. So as you close your eyes and just start to notice what comes up immediately when you ask yourself the question, like, what is the new vision you're creating? What are the new pictures? What is it you'd like to see? How would you like to see yourself? And it may be that you don't have complete pictures. They don't have to be perfect at all. They don't have to be complete. But what if what you're doing right now is really giving yourself the very important time that you need in order to create the new pictures? You've got to start to look at them. And if you've been getting your pictures from outside of you, from other people, you know, like looking to see, okay, how do they want me to be, or what do I have to be to go get that thing I want? That's you working a little differently than this. What I'm suggesting you do is just simply go within, and start to create the picture for yourself of how you'd like to see yourself, perhaps your relationship with yourself, or what it is that you'd like to see yourself doing. You've heard some of the callers tonight talk about visualizing how they see themselves, and that was kind of the point of tonight's show anyway. And how about while you're doing that, notice not just what your vision is, but how it feels. You know, what is the feeling you have when you see yourself doing this thing that you're looking at, that you'd like to do or that you'd like to have or become? Perhaps you're seeing yourself doing something as wonderful and simple as being happy and healthy. It's not that you're trying to figure out how you're going to get happy and healthy, but you're seeing yourself that way. And when you do that, when you see, you know, not trying to figure out how this is going to work or make sense of it, but just what is it? What is the thing? You are starting to create a new picture. Even if you've had pictures in the way from others who might not see that it's possible to be happy and healthy. And in order to be happy and healthy, you have to have, you know, the perfect relationship and the perfect body and the perfect amount of money and all that nonsense. No, you don't. What's perfect anyway? Nothing really. So how about if you just create that vision for yourself? Perhaps you have a vision that you just want to be at peace within yourself, that whatever happens, you can roll with it, that it's okay, it's good, you have trust. I know I mentioned this to a couple of callers tonight. It's like time to surrender. and seeing yourself surrendering to what is, not needing to fight it all the time. And so then you free up your energy to create something new. And again, when you see these pictures, just notice how you feel. That's important. It's a big part of it. And one more thing before you open your eyes. How about give yourself a new picture of the world you want to live in? Kind of imagine it. What would you like, if there was one thing you'd like to see change in your world right now, and I'm not talking about criticizing the world or making the world wrong or other people wrong, but just what is it you'd like to see? Maybe it's something you've invented or something you just see would be very helpful or fun to exist. And just notice that. Notice that image, that feeling too that goes with it. When you take time to visualize, when you take time to see, to look, to create new pictures, and you don't have to give yourself, you don't have to know how those things are going to happen. Don't get stuck in solving them or trying to figure out how they're going to work or making deals with everything or figuring out how you can deserve them or earn them. Just create the picture. What is it? And get conscious about the picture. And when you start to do that, you start to realize a couple things. One, that you might have had some pictures that said you couldn't, or two, that you might have been in effort about some of it. You might have been trying really, really hard rather than simply seeing or visualizing and feeling it, being with what it is you really want. So you can open your eyes if you haven't yet. And what I'd like to suggest you do is take some time to play with your everyday clairvoyance this week. Start to look at the pictures you're seeing, like how you visualize, how you are imagining, what pictures come up for you. They're everywhere and we have them all the time. They're always with us. We live by pictures. We are creating new pictures constantly. We're living in a time of clairvoyance and pictures are the resource. They're the thing that is the most valuable of all. Well, your spirit is, but then creating a picture, you do it with your spirit. You work with your energy, your spirit. And you start to create those new pictures and you make it possible for that to exist. I know you've heard me railing against things like zombie movies and all the dystopian end of the world movies. I just hate those so much because I hate those pictures. And just look at them and go, really? Is that the only outcome some people can figure out? Like it's too hard to actually change inside and grow spiritually. So we're just going to all die in an apocalypse. Yeah, right. That's not how I see it. I see it as, hey, we get to grow more. We have some work to do, each of us. And it's not up to me to tell you how you have to do your work or even that you should. And it's not up to you to tell me how to do mine. We get to really do our own because that's our, each of us, you know, the job for each one of us. But when you start to use, like, and I see doing your work partly as creating new pictures, visualizing and going with that. You know, what is that? What is it I see? What is it I'm feeling that I want to have? How does it look to me? Does it look like something interesting or fun or true? Something that's more mine rather than what I think I should be for somebody else? Well, this has been a lot of fun tonight talking at you about all of this. I'm coming to the end of another show. You've been listening to Psychic Every Day at skidrowstudios.com. And remember, we are real radio on the internet. I'm Chris Cahill, and you can find me here every Wednesday from 7 till 8 Pacific time. I'll be back again live next week. As I mentioned, as Mindy and I were talking about earlier, we have the birthday show. Actually, it's more than that. But, you know, next week is also the night before Thanksgiving. So I'm going to do a show about gratitude. And I want to kind of go at it from the perspective of a workshop I just taught last weekend called Gratitude to Greatness. So that's another picture we'll be working next week. And so I'll be taking calls next week too. And you remember, you can always listen to the show live or you can listen to the archives later. But if you listen live, you have an opportunity to call in for a reading. I really appreciate hearing from you. I hear from people and it's lots of fun. You can find me on Facebook. Chris Cahill's Psychic Every Day is the name of my page. My website's chriscahill.com. My blog is psychiceveryday.com. I have a free weekly newsletter that goes out on Wednesdays and it's really pretty. So if you sign my newsletter mailing list on my website, you'll get that. And what else? Find my podcast on iTunes. Psychic Every Day is the name of it. And you can check out my archives here too at skidrowstudios.com. Also, letting you know, there are so many amazing shows here, and I want to thank Skid Row Studios for providing this amazing space and this opportunity for all of us to do our shows. I love it. And thank you, Mindy Jorgensen, for your happy, cheery countenance and so much fun on the boards. And thank you, Amadeus Baj, for your music for my show. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.